Item number three, discussion on the proposed guidelines for allowing chickens in residential areas within the city. Excuse me, you have a memorandum in your packet from Community Development Coordinator Mr. Bosch outlining some discussions that have been taking place over the last month or so at the Planning Commission. Ed, did you want to come up and lead us in some discussion here and see if there's a direction we need to go?
Well, first of all, this is somewhat of an unusual procedure to bring this proposal to council at this point. However, the reason we're doing it is that after several discussions at Planning Commission and actually even a public forum that we advertised and held, the commission remains pretty well split down the middle as whether to pursue allowing of chickens in residential areas or not. And so they were all okay with letting council discuss this to see if there was council support or lack of support for the idea so that we wouldn't, if there was no support or sufficient support on the council, then we wouldn't be having to schedule a public hearing and have myself and the city attorney drop the ordinance language and so on. So basically, you know, we wanted to gauge the council's feelings before there was more time invested in this. And at the present time, the code allows you to keep chicken and other what we list as farm animals within agriculturally zoned areas, both inside and outside the town limits, although, of course, there are very few agricultural acres within the city limits itself. But in the mile and a half, there's obviously a lot. We went through a number of other city ordinances, both that we discussed at the Planning Commission and myself online, and I tried to pick out kind of the a cross-section of everything that I read, but leaning more towards the more stringent ordinances somewhat, because I felt that if we were to do this because of the split in opinions that for it to even pass and be workable, it would need to be probably be on the more limited side. The one area of all of the things you see there about lot size and number of chickens and enclosures and so on, the one thing that was very hard to gauge was the enclosure setback, meaning obviously for the chickens, from any residential structure on any adjacent lots. And that went all the way from as little as like 25 or 30 feet to as much as like 500, 750,000 feet, was all over the place. We came to kind of a common sense figure of 100 feet. However, I have received concern from individuals that think that 100 feet would exclude quite a few residences in Macomb from ever having chickens because they can't find a spot in their yard that would be 100 feet or more from their neighbor. And I don't doubt that a lot of people would find that difficult. But again, that was, I think, the intention of the Planning Commission was not to make this ordinance, if it would go forward, so that it would be easy for everybody to have chickens, but to make it a type of situation where not every lot would comply and that you would need a little more space and distance from your neighbor than maybe the average citizen would have. The only other, I guess, the fines, they wanted to set a minimum of $300 rather than our standard ordinance to make sure that there would be sufficient penalties there to deter individuals from not keeping the enclosures sanitary or for not treating the chickens in a humane manner or from letting them run loose. So that's where we're at. As I said, those are the highlights of, if we did go forward, what the ordinance would look like. But at this point, they wanted the council to discuss this. And there may also be some people in the audience, I don't know, that wish to speak to this.
Thank you. We have a sheet here. It's titled Appendix A, 25 ordinances analyzed. Was that your product or was that from somewhere else?
That was given to me by a person in favor of the ordinance going forward, and I did look at those, and that was incorporated in the guidelines that we ultimately recommended at the Planning Commission level. However, I would say that when I went online to search, I looked for cities that were much closer in size to us, because I think the smallest city on here is over 50,000, and also tried to find as many as I could in the state of Illinois so that we could compare as close as possible.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Anyone on the council have any questions or comments? Mm-hmm. Alderman Gilbert.
I have a couple. I own three lots. So can I have 12 chickens?
If they are three separate lots, yes, I would say you could.
Can I put all of them in the same coop? It'd be a lot easier.
I don't think so, because it's...
Well, that's a crying shame. I did some checking on chicken feed. There's only one place in the city of Macomb that I could find that sold chicken feed, and that was Farm King.
Mm-hmm.
We opened this door, and the next thing you know, it's pot-bellied pigs, llamas. Now's the time to stop that, right now, before it gets expanded anymore.
Okay, thank you, Lou. Alderman Dorsett.
It's going to be hard to top that. Mm-hmm. Ed has touched on something that I think is really a key issue here. If you look at, I don't want to read all of these, but Los Angeles, California, Seattle, Washington, San Diego, California, Baltimore, Maryland. These are all very large communities. It would be hard for somebody to even guess where they could go to find free-range eggs. Here, you can trip over people who have got eggs for sale. There's actually a fairly lucrative market, apparently, because there are a number of people doing it. We have got all kinds of property in the mile and a half that's properly zoned for this. And if you're looking for a little more independence and a little more adherence to the land, then that perhaps is the best place to purchase property. I attended the public hearing that the Planning Commission held on this, and there were about a half a dozen people there that all spoke in favor of this. I've been contacted by about half a dozen people, and they've all been opposed. People stopped my wife in the supermarket and said, "You're not going to do this, are you?" Well, certainly we're going to give it a hearing, but it seems to me that it's not a burning issue. I understand the back to Whole Foods movement, and I've killed my fair share of chickens, and we get free-range eggs every week. But there's a market, and we can support those people's efforts. I don't know that we want to start neighborhood fights for no reason.
Thank you, Dave. Alderman Hansen.
You know, when I was 7 years old, my job was feeding and watering the chickens, but we were out on a farm. And I'd like to agree with what Dave's saying, is that while I support a person's rights to, you know, control what they take in their body, and that, you know, with the eggs and having chickens that are organic and herbicide, pesticide free, I know numerous places and outlets to get those here and around Macomb. So, and actually probably a lot cheaper by the time you pay for a permit, build a coop, buy chicken feed, spend every day feeding and watering them, and then just let it be said like that.
Thank you. Alderman Hill?
Well, I think there's another issue. I think there's just a trend. You know, this is kind of a groovy thing to do, and having organic eggs isn't really the primary endeavor. But I would also add that the numerous people that I've had conversation with say, oh, I think it's fine, you know, that's fine. Just I don't want my neighbors having them. Well, you can't do it both ways. So, you know, I think the consensus of the people I've talked to is they do not want chickens in the city.
Thank you, Kay. Anyone else from the council? Alderman Lobdell.
Yeah, I believe we need to talk about the enforcement issue that goes along with this, too. I mean, we have a lot of ordinances on the books that we have a hard time enforcing, and we only do so in cases where there's a complaint. And this is going to be yet another complaint-driven system that, as Alderman Dorsett pointed out, is going to cause potential issues among neighborhood folks. I just don't see where this is going to be so beneficial for enough people to make it worthwhile for the community to go forward with. And I would make a motion to show my lack of support for this back to the Planning Commission.
I'd second that motion.
I do want to hear the folks in the audience if they want to speak to it, but I don't want to take away their voice, but I believe they've had the chance to speak to this at Planning Commission. We've had access to those conversations, but I would be happy to listen to them if they would like to address us.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion from the audience that they'd like to weigh in, Council? Yes, sir. Please come forward, and if you would, approach the microphone, and if we could have your name and address of record, please.
Yeah, my name is Dan Barkley. I live at 608 North Randolph Street here in Macomb.
Thank you, Mr. Barkley. Go ahead.
When I think about people I know who have chickens in other towns and in this area, I think of people who are good neighbors, invest in their money and time in their homes and property, and are involved in their communities. Their chickens are a part of their gardens, their daily lives. It's not just about the eggs. It's just about, like with any other pet, can teach your children good values. There are no roosters at the homes I visited. These properties are uniformly clean, inviting, quiet, and peaceful. I appreciate reference to people who want chickens being groovy. I think that all the people in the cities that do have ordinances that allow chickens include quite a few people who aren't groovy. I'm not sure it's just a fad or a trend. My daughter is 12, and she's visited relatives, friends with chickens since she was born. That's as long as cell phones. This is more than a fad. It's coming. I just think that Macomb should, you know, embrace what people want and give people the freedom to live their lives the way they want. Alderman Gilbert talked about this possibly being a slippery slope, right? And slippery slope is a very typical argumentative fallacy. I mean, if we get chickens, the next thing we're going to have is goats. The next thing we're going to have is cattle. The next thing we're going to have is whales. It makes no sense. Just say no to the next animal you don't want. Alderman Dorsett mentioned that people who want this should move out of town and invest in property there. Well, we've owned our home since 1996. We're happy there. We paid it off. I don't want to have to sell it and move out of town just because I want a chicken. I think the sentiment that people have that don't want chickens, I think that there are ways for people in Macomb to talk this out. People in Macomb are good neighbors, care about their properties, and will be neighborly whether they have chickens or not. So I'd ask you to reconsider your thoughts against having chickens in town. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Barkley. Anyone have any comments or questions for Mr. Barkley? Mr. Hinderleiter.
Not questions or comments for our guest speaker there, but a couple comments. What we've got here is an application procedure. Not everybody qualifies. There's a fee involved. Not every lot can have one. Of course, I just found out I'm in an R4 zone, and if I wanted chickens, according to this, I can't have it. All right? Although I have over 6,000 square feet. All right? I just spent a bunch of money putting up and upgrading my dog pen so I could have my chickens would be not threatened by my dog. So, noise, roosters. Come on, guys. We've got 38 trains that go through this town every day. Come on. There were chickens here up until the 50s. There will be chickens again someday. Yeah, don't like it, move. That's a great way to build a community. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am, please come up, and if you would, approach the podium, and if you could give us your name and address of record, please.
My name is Michelle Langhout, and I live at 17261 U.S. Highway 136 in Macomb.
Thank you.
Farm, actually.
All right.
We keep chickens, actually, on the farm there, so perfectly fine for us to have it. You probably wouldn't know we had chickens, even though we let ours free range, because they make virtually no noise. If anything, we have another set of fowl that would not be approved, I'm sure, because of the noise that they make. But, and you know, they are kind of along the lines of geese, actually. So, but that point aside, the reason that I think it would be a good idea to allow and make it a little less stringent, for example, the 6,000-foot square lot and then having it 100 feet from the neighboring residence, an element that I think is being overlooked is the possibility that people who want to keep chickens may be not as financially well off as many people, you know, might imagine that most of the residents of Macomb are. I think we all know that Macomb was McDonough County was just taken off the poverty watch list about 6 years ago. I think it's also important to realize that there are people who are going to maybe need ways of supplementing their food intake through growing vegetables, through keeping chickens, etc., that may live in a very small lot and, you know, may have just things in their situation that don't make it very easy for them to perhaps do the things that we would like to do, you know, everybody eating organic free-range eggs and buying from local producers and so forth. Yet at the same time, I think they should have access to good food as well. Another thing I think that in my experience, coming from the suburbs of Chicago, never imagining that I would ever try to raise any chickens, one thing that it has done for me is taught me a lot about keeping animals and about my own self-respect and being able to provide for myself in the future. And again, I think I'd like to speak on behalf of maybe some residents in the community who don't, again, have access to all the wonderful free-range eggs and grain-fed beef and things like that, just in their own small way of having maybe a garden and a few chickens. I think we should allow them to have that source of not only food, but a source of dignity and be able to take that as an opportunity to restore their sense of dignity, maybe in a climate that is difficult for them to do so, an economic climate. So that's all I have to say about that.
Thank you.
I got a question for you. It says here that they will not permit you to process a chicken on site. What do you do with them?
Well, some people, like myself, we're raising our chickens for eggs.
So. A hen will eventually quit laying eggs.
Well, in our case, if we choose to retire our chickens, probably process them somewhere. We have the ability to do so, or we might just, you know, basically sell them to somebody who wants them.
How many chickens does a how many eggs does a chicken lay a week?
I don't know yet because ours are still young, but ours are laying yet.
They average 5 eggs a week. And if I have 4 chickens, my wife and I live together and no kids, that's 20 eggs a week I have to do something with. My cardiologist would go nuts.
Well, I can't speak to your situation, but I know in my situation, our household is growing a lot.
If you live outside the city limits, you live outside the city limits and you want chickens, I think that's fine. If you live in the city limits, we had a case where a guy was raising chickens in his basement. We had another guy that free-ranged his chickens. He opened the coops up every morning, just let them, they were running through everybody's yard. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Anyone else? Alderman Dorsett.
The one thing we've got is we're hearing positives here. At least one of the people that we spoke with that were against this mentioned problems with vermin. And if you go out to Farm King, the one place that does sell chicken feed, you will find rat poison right next to the chicken feed. There's a reason for that. They draw mice, they draw rats, they're attacking the eggs. You'll find some places in here where feed must be stored in rat-proof containers. We currently have a problem with dogs, cats, raccoons, fox, possums, and coyotes coming in and encroaching on the what is essentially city boundaries. They don't understand that. We can't tell them to stay out. So essentially, we're talking about putting bait out so that they can come in. Once that bait's gone, then what do they go after? How about your kittens? How about your puppies? Rosy scenarios are nice. I'm afraid that I don't buy into it.
Thank you. Mr. Lane, did you have something you wanted to say? If you would, please come forward and your name and address of record, please.
My name is Stephen Lane, and my address is 506 South Campbell Street, Macomb.
Thanks, Stephen. Go ahead.
Okay, well, first of all, my mom is a nurse, and every day she's filling my ears with medical talk, so I feel the need to tell Mr. Gilbert that the AMA rescinded their statement that eggs raise cholesterol back in the 90s and failed to publicize it, but that's not what I'm here to talk about. I want to talk about the noise issue a little bit. I'm in college now, but I've been living here in town for 5 or 6 years since 8th grade, and I can't count the number of times I've been woken up in the night, woken up early in the morning, kept up at night by our neighbors, 2 dogs, 25 or 30 feet away from our backyard. Now, we hardly ever had a peaceful moment out in the backyard because those dogs were out there yapping all the time, and that's just how it was. Now, I grew up out in the country, and we kept chickens for several years, and they were virtually right next to my window, and never once was I woken up by the hens. We had a rooster, so I was woken up a few times by the rooster crowing, but hens are very quiet, and I fail to see how they would present noise issue, especially at the 100 feet setback level that's being proposed. And that's all I have to say.
Thank you, Mr. Lane. Mr. Barkley, just one real quick rebuttal, please.
I'd just like to respond to the issue about the attraction of rats or raccoons or anything else to chicken feed. Those animals are also attracted to bird feed. So I think if you're going to be concerned about that, you need to regulate the hundreds, if not thousands, of bird feeders in town. That's all.
Thank you. Any other discussion? Hearing none, there's a motion on the table. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Aye.
Motion carried. Well, a recommendation then to the development coordinator to not undertake the drafting of any ordinances then. Thank you.